Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, sorry. Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Preacher and the Miracle Man radio show. I'm your host for this evening, the Miracle Man. I'm so glad you could join us wherever you may be accessing the show, whatever device you may be accessing it on, whether it be an iPhone, an Android, a Mac, PC. Even if you got one of those computers that has MS-DOS on it. Okay, I don't think any of those work. I doubt it. But whatever you may be accessing the show on, whatever device, we're so glad you could join us today. Oh, and by the way, if you happen to be one of those people who is by chance watching this on the beach in Florida, you're on like spring break with your kids or something, then I'm jealous, and we're going to have a talk. Okay. Maybe not. But, yep, up here in Michigan, we're stuck with, you know, low to mid-30s for the next few days, and we could get another inch of snow tomorrow night. We're down in places like Florida, it's mid-80s and sunny. So it's like a 50-degree temperature difference. And I've been there. I know what it's like. Last year, on my college spring break, I went to down to Alabama, down at Orange Beach, Alabama, down next to the water. And it was beautiful. It was like 82 degrees out on one of the days. It was 82. Well, here it was like 26 degrees, so it was like a 55-degree difference between Orange Beach, Alabama, and up here in Midland, Michigan. And so, if you're in Florida, hope you're having a sunny blast. And you need to bring the sun home with you, because we need it badly. According to something I saw, we're not supposed to go over 50 degrees until next Friday. And the normal high temperature for today, April 4th, is 50 degrees. So by the time we get to next Friday, that should be more like 53, I think. Maybe 52, maybe 54, but something like that. So I'm ready to get some warmer days. I'm ready to be able to walk down to that McDonald's to be able to do my show again. And folks, it is April now, so it's not like it's going to be an eternity before it warms up again. But when it's consistently below normal like this, it feels like forever. But hopefully we can get some warmer weather. Speaking of McDonald's, I am here at McDonald's at 4925 Eastman Avenue here in Midland, just north of Saginaw Road, if you happen to be coming from Saginaw Road or point south of that, you're coming north on Eastman, then we are just a couple buildings down from Saginaw Road on the left-hand side of the road. And we are near the doors. So if you happen to be driving around town and you're in Midland and listening to this broadcast, by all means, do come into McDonald's and say hi to me. I'd love that. Nonetheless, we are so glad to have you listening to us. I'm so glad. And so, folks, I do have an announcement to give you. In case you were not listening last night to this show, I talked on Monday, I explained something on Monday about how I thought I was going to be able to go to the IX Indoor Amusement Park, which is that event down in Cleveland, which there's all kinds of major carnival rides, you know, the rides that they set up at the county fair, as well as other spring or summer carnivals. Around America. And they set those rides up and it's a blast. I went twice. And those are some amazing rides, let me tell you. But I had a circumstance happen on last Thursday, which my dad had an injury, so we did not get to go. So there was no broadcast this past weekend, even though I anticipated there would be. However, there is some good news that came out of it, and the good news is that I will be going this weekend to Cleveland to go to the IX Indoor Amusement Park, which is at the International Exposition Center, as I said, in Cleveland, right near Cleveland Hopkins Airport, within about a mile or two of the interstate. And it's been kind of a colder winter, kind of a long winter, so I'm ready to get on some rides. Maybe that'll help it start warming up. I had fun with this last night, and I kind of teased on this program and said how the other two times when I went to this event, it started warming up a few days after I went. And so maybe that'll give Mother Nature the spark that she needs to help us get some warmer weather, as it can't come soon enough for most of us. But I'm saying this to say, not sure whether I'm going to be at the IX Center on Friday or Saturday. I think it's going to be Saturday. But whatever day it is, I plan to be doing a talk show host. I mean, a Miracle Man Express, which is what I am calling a mini show. And these mini shows are shows that I do on remote, meaning I'm somewhere else. I don't for example, I did a remote show from a Waffle House in Toledo. I did one at Midland County Fair last year, and I did one at my Christmas party this past December. And this is going to be another event, therefore, that'll be a Miracle Man Express. The purpose of these shows is to kind of, you know, explain what's going on at the event I'm at and kind of explain, you know, what's going on, what's available, you know, in this case, what have I ridden so far, what am I still going to ride, what am I going to re-ride if I'm to the point where I rode most of the big ones once and I'm going to do some of them again. Part of that will depend on the lines. There's something I really want, though. I want screaming people when I go on these rides. I want screaming people. It adds to the experience. I'm only going to scream so much. I want to hear, you know, the kids and whatever, whoever's on the ride. I want to hear people screaming. No, not screaming because they're afraid. No, screaming because they love it and they like the big rides. And the screaming people really does add to the fun. And so I think I know it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to going. And just be on the lookout. And if you're on Twitter, please follow me at River Shukla, RYVERSSHUKLA. That's my username. I'll also try to put this out on Facebook as soon as I know for sure what day I'll be doing the rides. And I am going to finalize the time as to what time it'll be. And I'm going to make sure that it's a time that I'll be there no matter what. You know. So it would be like, regardless of whether I got there an hour ago or I've already been there for like a good, you know, 3.5-4 hours. So it'll probably be, I'm thinking something like 3 o'clock. No, 2:30. So either Friday or Saturday at 2:30. I still need to finalize to work on the date. I kind of think it's going to be Saturday. The best advice is plan for Saturday at 2:30. We're going to have a Miracle Man Express live from the IX. And I'll be kind of explaining what's there, and trying to find a place where we can sit, where we can hear quite a bit of stuff, you know, like one of the rides or one of the games or something, or live music, if there happens to be some of that. And try to bring you some of the, explain the sights and hope you can hear some of the sounds. And so it's going to be fun. And I'm looking forward to doing this. In addition, or I should say, now for tonight, the plan for this evening is we've gotten back to talking about God, Moses, and Aaron, and the children of Israel. And we are in Numbers now, so for this evening, I'm going to read Numbers chapter 2. And then we're going to read our text for the show, which is Hebrews 11, and then the first two verses of Hebrews 12. And then I'm going to exhort based on what God puts in my heart to exhort on. And so we got that, and then we have a Tiger score from yesterday, a Red Wings score from yesterday, a Pistons game tonight to talk about. And then that generally is what we have for tonight. And so before I get into giving the website and the phone number, I will say this really quick. Folks, McDonald's is absolutely synonymous with Coca-Cola. Actually, it's the other way around. Coca-Cola is absolutely synonymous with McDonald's. So when you go to a McDonald's to possibly get some grub, maybe something from the $1, $2, $3 menu, such as a McChicken sandwich or a sausage McGriddle. Or a two-piece buttermilk crispy chicken tenders. Why not add an any size soda to that for just a dollar? Available at participating locations. Please see store for details. Yes, you can get Dr. Pepper at McDonald's. Actually, at this McDonald's where I'm at right now, you can also get Werner's. And I did actually have some fountain Werner's for only like the second or third time in my life. And it's actually pretty good. It actually is quite good. It is good. Still not even close to comparison to Coca-Cola. It's just about equal to Dr. Pepper. You know, because Dr. Pepper is not the same as Coca-Cola. I know Future Man's going to get me for this later. I just know it. So, in my book, my personal opinion, Dr. Pepper does not stand a chance against Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola wins every time. That's whether it's Cherry Coke, Vanilla Coke, regular Coke, or one of the new flavors of Coke that they have, the California Raspberry and the Georgia Peach, which are available in glass bottles at your neighborhood grocer. C-Store for details and pricing. Now, for those of you who have been listening to the show on a regular basis for a while, bear with me for just a minute. Now, those of you who have family members, coworkers, friends who are interested in listening to the show, and you, maybe you've been talking about to them about it, about this great show, this Preacher and Miracle Man show, you know, talking about me. You know, they can get involved in this great show. And they can listen. And here's how. Annie, can you get me some water, please? But here's how this works. Here's what you tell them, how they can get involved and get hooked onto the show. You go to blogtalkradio.com. Again, that is all one word, blogtalkradio.com. And then you will see a search bar. In the search bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment. And then after you click go on that, then there'll be a link that you can click. And this link, you know, it's a pretty cool thing what happens when you hit this link. It takes you to Live and Large, which is our channel for the stream. And then there'll be a button to hit the button to stream this. And then there is a follow button. You can get notified every time we're getting ready to do a show. And we always say it is always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smart phone or your laptop or your tablet, your iPad, your iPod Touch, your whatever you got. You use it for all kinds of other stuff, so why not use it for something that can change your life for the better? Amen. And so, what's going to happen when you hit that follow button is you're going to get notified when we get ready to do a show. So, for example, this weekend you'll get notified when we're getting ready to do the mini show from Ohio. And then Monday, when we come back, you'll get notified when we're getting ready to do their show. And it's an awesome thing. We've done well over 100 shows together, and they're archived. So you can go back and listen to them. We've done a lot of great things here on this program. And that's one way you can hook up. You can also participate in the show by calling in. We have a telephone number where you can talk to us. You can come on and talk to me about basically whatever you want to talk about. You know, sports, faith, miracles, walking with God. Why we are still struggling with this cold weather in April and snow. Maybe you have some insight. Whatever. And we have the cell phone number where you can call in and talk to me. The telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. And then you press 1. Actually, what happens is you listen for the prompts, and then when prompted to do so, you press 1. And what happens when you press 1 is you will be taken through a call screener, and then we will let you on the show to talk to us. Now, we do have 2 rules that we ask you to help us with by following them. Rule number 1. This show, Preacher and Miracle Man, this show is not a political talk show. There are other good political talk shows that you can call in and talk person, you know, tell them how you feel about politics and what have you. This is not that show. Now, we love America. We believe in America. We pray for America. And we believe in prayer. In fact, if you call in to this show and you want to talk about politics, we are actually going to tell you, actually, if you want to call in and talk politics, what's going to happen is we're going to tell you to pray for this country, to pray for the leaders that have authority over you, which is what the Bible tells us to do. In addition, we're going to tell you to vote, as if you're going to call and complain, but you're not going to vote, then you don't have the same right to complain. If you don't know, like how your senator's doing, how your representative's doing, you know, vote them out of office. Or first, why not call them? Talk to them. Write them. Maybe even if they have an office hours, go speak with them.
Can you give me a glass of water, please?
Okay. Speak to them. Let them know your concerns. You know, as we hire those for an elected office, we hire them. And us voting for them is essentially their contract with us, our contract with them, you know. It's basically saying, you know, that I give you my stamp of approval to run over this area or what have you. And so we're going to tell you to vote, and we're going to tell you to pray. Rule number 2. This show is a family-friendly show. So in general, that means that whatever comments you make, we ask that you keep it appropriate for all ages. Just be sensible and sensitive with that. We always use a Bible verse for this one, folks, in Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians 5, there's a verse, and it says, let no corrupt communication come out of your lips. And so, with that, we always say, if you wouldn't come say it on this program, I mean, if you wouldn't say it to Jesus, then by all means, do not come say it on this program. And so, if you can help us with this, that with the, both of these rules, then we can have an amazing show tonight and take some great phone calls, and it just can just be a great show. Now, with that, I'm going to pray real quick. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this great show tonight. I thank you for these listeners. I thank you that they've joined in with us. I thank you, Lord, that you bless our time in the Word tonight. You bless my lips. I claim in the name of Jesus that you bless my lips and you anoint me. And I just thank you that you're in charge of what I say tonight. And I just thank you that these listeners have the heart to listen, a heart to learn, a desire to learn about you, Lord. And I just thank you that you are with us tonight. You are with us. And I thank you, Lord, for this show tonight. I thank you that we have finances coming to the show. We have increases in listenership. I claim that we have finances, increases in listenership, sponsors coming on board, as well as brand new equipment, state-of-the-art equipment, so that this show can be an even better show and reach even more people. As we look to advance your kingdom, Lord God, through faith and radio. Change the world by faith and radio. I give you praise, honor, and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. If you got your Bibles with you, please turn to Numbers chapter 2. Numbers chapter 2. Let's see what the Lord has for us tonight. And wherever you are, if I'm reading the Bible, you study with me. If I'm praying, you pray. If I'm singing, you sing along. And that's how you're going to get the most out of the show, is by participating. It's not about some silly, dumb sing along with Mitch. It's not some silly sing along with Mitch. I got rid of that mindset a long time ago. This idea that it would be could possibly be a sing along with Mitch type thing. No, it's about getting the most out of this, and being engaged is how you can do that. And so that's why we always say, whatever you do, whatever I do, where I'm at, whatever I do here at McDonald's, you do where you are. So whatever I do there, I mean, whatever I do here, you do there. Praise God. And so that's how we're going to do it. And so, praise God, Numbers chapter 2. I have found my spot. If you haven't found it, you're going to New Convert School. Okay. I was kidding about that. But Praise God. Let's study the word. Verse 1. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, the Israelites are to camp around the tent of meeting, some distance from it, each man under his standard for the bankers of his family. On the east towards the sunrise, the divisions of the camp of Judah are to camp under their standard. The leaders of the people of Judah is Nashon, son of Aminadab. His division numbers 74,600. The tribe of Issachar will camp next to them. The leader of the people of Issachar is Nathaniel, son of Zur. His division numbers 54,400. The tribe of Zebulun will be next. The leader of the people of Zebulun is Eliab, son of Helon. His division numbers 57,600. All the men assigned to the camp of Judah, according to their division number, 184,600. They will set out first. On the south will be the divisions of the camp of Reuben, under their standard. The leader of the people, Reuben, is Eleazar, son of Shur. His division numbers 64,500. The tribe of Simeon will camp next to them. The leader of the people of Simeon is Shachmiel, son of Zurishaddai. His division numbers 55,300. The tribe of Gad will be next. The leader of the people of Gad is Asaph, son of Deuel. His division numbers 45,650. All the men assigned to the camp of Reuben, according to their divisions, number 151,450. They will set out second. Then the tent of meeting and the camp of the Levites will set out in the middle of the camps. They will set out in the same order as they encamp, each in his own place under his standard. On the west will be the divisions of the camp of Ephraim under their standard. The leader of the people of Ephraim is Elishama, son of Aminud. His division numbers 60,500. The tribe of Manasseh will be next to them. The leader of the people of Manasseh is Gamaliel, son of Pashur. His division numbers 32,200. The tribe of Benjamin will be next. The leader of the people of Benjamin is Abadan, son of Gideoni. His division numbers 35,400. Sorry, I'm just turning the page. Verse 24. All the men assigned to the camp of Ephraim, according to their divisions, number 108,100. They will set out third. On the north will be the divisions of the camp of Dan, under their standard. The leader of the people of Dan is Ahazor, son of Amoshadai. His division numbers 42,700. The tribe of Asher to them. The leader of the people of Asher is Pagiel, son of Akron. His division numbers 41,500. The tribe of Naphtali will be next. The leader of the people of Naphtali is Ahira, son of Enon. His division numbers 53,400. All of the men assigned to their camp of Dan number 157,400. They will set out last under their standards. These are the Israelites counted by their families, all those in the camp, by their divisions, number 603,550. The Levites, however, were not counted along with the other Israelites, as the Lord commanded Moses. So the Israelites did everything as the Lord commanded Moses. That is the way they encamped under their standards, and that is the way that they set out, each with his clan and family.
Let's see here.
36, verse 28, 37, 38. So now let's go over to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11. Now, we're going to begin with verse 1. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for, being certain of what we do not yet see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. Before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. But with faith, it is possible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things he did not yet see, in holy fear he built an ark to save his family. He did this out of holy fear. He didn't do it because he was afraid. He was worried about the storm or he did it in holy fear. And by faith, he condemned the world, and he became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. And by faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him, for the same promise, for he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father, because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them, but they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. And people who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had an opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. And by faith, Abraham, when God tested him, he offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son. Even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned," Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead. And figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. And by faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt, and he gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw him. They saw that he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who was invisible. And by faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. And by faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed along with those who were disobedient. What more shall I say? I do not have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured and they refused to be released, so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Now let's read the first two verses of chapter 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. All right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now, we read about how in Numbers how God was giving them instructions about how these people were to camp, on what side of the tent of meeting they were to camp. Now, God told them where to camp on for a reason. God has a reason for everything. He doesn't just say, oh, I'm going to do it this way. Maybe tomorrow I'll do it that way. He has a reason. You just got to obey him. As obedience is really important. You know. But you know, about this Noah dude. Noah didn't build the ark because he was afraid. Oh no, a flood's coming. We're going to get all this, right? Oh, the earth's going to flood. We need to build this ark. And we need to build it a certain way. And I'm so scared. My kids, these animals, oh God. No. No. He built it by faith. God actually told him to build an ark. So he builds it by faith. And he invites his family in. And then God has them bring in these animals, you know. And these animals are to come in two by two. So they're using a buddy system. Two by two, you know, of every clean and unclean animal. And they're to come in and live with Noah and his family in the ark. The rains came down, the floods came up, covered the earth completely. Everything that was not in the ark died, perished from all that rain, all that lightning, all. I'm sure there was a lot of wind too. So it was like a constant severe thunderstorm for 40 days and 40 nights. You know, I do love, in fact, a good gully washer thunderstorm. You know, the kind where it rains real hard for a little while, for like half hour, 40 minutes, and then some nice loud thunders and lightnings. I mean, nice loud thunders, as long as the lightning's not enough to take out the power. I do not like a nice, spectacular thunderstorm, especially when it's like right before I go to sleep, like on a nice, like on a summer night. Good, spectacular thunderstorm, you know, with a lot of nice, powerful thunder and then some good, hard rain. It's fun. No, it scares some of you, but I enjoy it. But, oh, that flood? That flood that flooded the whole earth? That was not just one 40-minute thunderstorm-tacular. No. That was complete destruction. That was God pouring out his wrath on those people. Because the earth was full of sin and violence. And then there was a rainbow. And God said, I will not flood the earth again like this. I won't do it. That doesn't mean that we've never had floods on the earth. No, we haven't had floods to the same magnitude as Noah's flood. But Houston, Texas got about 50 inches of rain from Hurricane Harvey. Flooding here in Midland last June when we had that 6 inches of rain within 24 hours or 7 inches of rain or whatever that was. But not to the same magnitude as Noah's Ark Day, the day of Noah, where everyone who was not in the ark died. But I'm just using this to say, you know, Noah built an ark by faith. And he did it to prepare his family. He cared about his family. He loved them very much. His sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and then their wives, along with Noah's wife. And they all came into the ark. They all survived the flood. But, you know, it's better to act by faith and wisdom than it is to just act out of pure fear. You know? For example, trying to think of another good example. A basement. Or something like that, you know? So. Anyways, when you act and getting ready to do some kind of project or something, you know, or build buildings or something, do it out of faith. Don't do it just out of, oh, we got to do it, we got to do it, we got to do it. you got to act in faith. Faith is the substance of what we hope for, evidence of what we do not yet see. You know? And if God's in it, who knows what can happen? We just built our great big new, we just built a new children's wing on the Living Word Church. And we're believing that more kids are going to come in, more families are going to come in. We did it by faith. And the old children's building was getting very old. And they did it as a leap of faith. And we're still paying it. And that building is actually paid for, that new addition, in cash. We did it in cash. It's all done. There's no debt on that building. Praise God. But we are going to build a new youth center as well. And we're going to believe God for more youths to come. It's the last day. It's the last day. People are going to come in to our the churches. They're going to be looking for answers. You know? So, we got to build buildings. Well, we got to fill the church. And so, you just think here. Lord God, I thank you for these people. Thank you for tonight's word. Thank you that you blessed these people tonight. And that you're with them, and that you just bless them for listening to me. Thank you, Lord God, that whatever these people put their hand to, that it would prosper, and that they would be strong in spirit, soul, and body, and that they would be healthy, they would live and not die, and they'd be strong and not weak, and that they everything would just go well with them, as you would say it. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the Tigers played yesterday in Detroit. Detroit versus Kansas City from yesterday, a 1-0 Detroit loss. Detroit is 1-4 on the year, and in two of those losses, they were shut out. Jordan Zimmermann did not do bad at pitching. He did have a quality start, 6-plus innings. One run, 3 hits. 4 hits. You know, he did really good. And then the bullpen generally did a good job. They didn't give up any runs. However, the Tigers were only allowed 3 measly hits. That's it. 3 hits. And none of the men on base went home. And so, 1-0 is your final score. And today at Comerica Park, Detroit Tigers, Kansas City Royals, postponed by rain. So, will be made up at a later date. Red Wings, last night, a loss to the Columbus Blue Jackets by a score of 4-3. Henrik Zetterberg with a goal. Red Wings had a lead at one point but could not keep it. The Red Wings will be playing at home tomorrow night. And I do think they will win tomorrow night, 3-2. Now, as I'm sure most of you know, the Red Wings will not be going to the postseason this year for the second time in a row. I hope that the Red Wings can start to get some good new players and the general manager can focus on building that organization back up. Because I'm ready for the Red Wings to really get back to winning. I'm ready for Little Caesars Arena to be a rocking place again. I really am. Little Caesars Arena is awesome. I've been there once for a Pistons game, and it was amazing. I had fun. Speaking of Pistons, the Pistons have a game tonight against the red-hot Philadelphia 76ers. Pistons are riding a four-game winning streak, looking to make it five, but the 76ers are on a longer winning streak. Can the Pistons stop the Sixers tonight? I think they can. I think they can. I think they can get a win tonight. They need to do good on defense and do good at shooting the three and shooting free throws. You know, and where there are easy layups, take them. That's what you got to do to win tonight. I think it's going to be a 98-93 type ball game for Detroit. That's what I see. And this is at Little Caesars Arena. It just started a few minutes ago, and you can hear it on ESPN 100.9 FM. As I will be listening just as soon as I get back home after this. And so, insight on this year so far when it comes to baseball. It's surprising me how bad the Indians are. It really is surprising me that the Indians aren't doing that well either. That's a surprise to me. And Kansas City, I guess, is doing okay. But Texas is struggling too. Houston still looks really good, though. And so it still is very young of the season. It's hard to tell what's going to happen. You know, it's a very long season, 162 games. Equal out to about 180 days. And so, that's just a quick insight on Major League Baseball and what I see, what I've seen so far. Now, NBA insight. Toronto is still flying high. The 76ers are absolutely on their way up. They have already got themselves a playoff berth. The more they're winning, the higher they're raising themselves up. Looks like Toronto's still going to get that number one seed in the Eastern Conference. You also have Houston in the West, who looks to very likely be the number one seed. you got several teams between like the fourth seed and the seventh seed, separated by like two or three games. And then right below them, there's like a two-game difference between that and not being in the playoffs in the West. So home stretch, the regular season's almost done. And so, folks, I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. Say that no plague shall come nigh us, our immediate loved ones. No plague shall come nigh us or our dwelling. For you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no murderer, no burglar, no suicide, no fire, flood, or crash, sickness, disease, terrorists, none of this evil stuff is going to come near us or our immediate loved ones. We're going to live in great joy, in great peace and great joy, and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. And until probably Saturday, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will talk to you Saturday.